It's time now for business, and we say hello to Yu Kehui. Should I say business and weather together, since the elements are impacting what's going on here in Europe. We have a cold snap.
Yeah, we have a huge cold snap. Five people have died in road accidents in France in slippery road conditions. And while a woman died in Bosnia as heavy rain and snow sparked floods. Now, flights and trains have been or are set to be cancelled or delayed, including in Amsterdam, a major international hub. Temperatures are set to drop further and bring more snow on Wednesday, complicating efforts to defrost planes and clear runways. In the German capital, the situation is made worse for tens of thousands of households that have been affected by a widespread power outage since Saturday. The prolonged blackout raising questions once again about just how vulnerable the country's infrastructure is. Luke Schrago tells us more.
For a lucky few Berliners, a 600-euro generator is the key to staving off the winter cold amid an enduring power cut.
10 degrees with candles, I can cope, okay. I also have flashlights, but the cold really gets to you.
A suspected arson attack on power infrastructure on Saturday morning left tens of thousands without power or heat in the German capital's southwest. Over 45,000 households and more than 2,000 businesses in total. Many of them are now facing further issues the longer the power stays down.
Not only are the tenants unfortunately freezing, we're afraid that the pipes will too. If that happens and the power comes back on Thursday and everything starts working, then they'll burst and the building will be flooded.
A left-wing group angry over fossil fuel use and climate change claimed the attack, sparking questions over the security of critical German infrastructure, and not for the first time.
The criminal police are working flat out. We were on site immediately on Saturday morning and secured the relevant evidence to prove who's behind the whole thing. And there's snow on the ground, so we were able to secure evidence.
Authorities noted a marked rise in such sabotage, particularly following the outbreak of the Russian-Ukrainian war nearly 3 years ago. The German government plans to invest 500 billion euros in infrastructure over the next 12 years, with its predecessor looking at legislation to protect critical elements before it collapsed last year. With the current power in southwest Berlin not set to fully return until Thursday, it seems likely politicians will want to set a fire burning beneath new efforts to get legislation passed that have so far lagged in Parliament.
It's that time of the year where gizmo lovers relish. We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show taking place annually in Las Vegas. But this year, it's not just about the gadgets. It's also about the AI and some of its rock star profits.
Yeah, for some time now, AI has been taken center stage at every tech trade fair around the world. And among keynote speakers kicking off the CES this year was Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA. He unveiled a series of new chips and announced that the company would begin shipping a new generation AI chip later this year, named Vera Rubin after the American astronomer who confirmed the existence of dark matter. The product promises to do more computing with less power than its blockbuster predecessor, Blackwell. Huang also showcased NVIDIA's self-driving technology developed in partnership with Mercedes-Benz, which he said would hit the road in the first quarter of 2026 and be sold in Europe in the second quarter. Let's take a listen.
We imagine that someday a billion cars on a road will all be autonomous. You could either have it be a robo-taxi that you're orchestrating and renting from somebody, or you could own it and it's driving by itself. Or you could decide to drive for yourself. Not only do we open source the models, we also open source the data that we use to train those models. Because that in that way, only in that way, can you truly trust how the models came to be.
Always got those leather jackets. There's a tech rally that's still going on on the world markets.
Yeah, tech and defense stocks have been rising since the start of the week. Earlier today, Tokyo's Nikkei 225 closed at a fresh record after rising nearly 30% last year. European bourses mostly rose to record high levels, led by London, closing up almost 1%. Paris's CAC 40, though, retreated slightly, ending the day in the red. Stocks on Wall Street are continuing to advance, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.8%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both rising by about 0.4%.
And tensions still running high between China and Japan.
Yeah, tensions have been rising since November when Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi said that an attack on Taiwan could be interpreted as a threat to her own country, something that could allow Tokyo to take military action. On Tuesday, the Chinese Commerce Ministry issued a statement announcing a ban on exports of dual-use items that can have both a civilian and military use. While the ministry did not specify each item, they likely include rare earth elements. Now, these can be used to make fighter jets, but also widely used in civilian areas such as everyday electronics, aviation, and cars. Beijing suspended imports of Japanese seafood, reduced flights to Japan, and warned its citizens against visiting the country in response to Takaichi's comments. But their economic impact has so far been limited. The new measure, though, announced without notice and with immediate effect, steps up the pressure and could have a major impact on bilateral trade.
And finally, a recall of baby formula by Nestle.
Yeah, the Swiss food giant pulled a range of infant milk products, which include Nidal and Guigaud lines here in France and the SMA brand in the UK. You know, the company says that a small amount of cerulide, a bacterial substance that could cause illness, has been detected in an ingredient provided by a supplier. Now, the substance is highly heat-stable and unlikely to be destroyed by cooking or using boiling water. While stressing that no illness or symptoms have been reported in connection to the issue, the company said that it issued a voluntary recall as a precautionary measure. It comes as the company, of course, has been trying to turn the page on a series of scandals, including over its Perrier bottled water. And that's it from the business desk.
All right, many thanks for that, Yuka Royer.